Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lord, I am all yours. Own me. Lord, I am all yours. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We ask for your breath upon this service. We ask that no one person will leave here the same way. Father, breathe upon your word. And do in our midst and in our lives what you alone can do. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the praise as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this night in the precious name of Jesus. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the products of divine direction. When God directs us, what do we expect? Psalm 85 and in verse 8. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. I will hear what God will speak. It's very, very important to understand that direction from God is an asset of life. The other day we said, one of the best things that can be said about anybody is that God is with them. The second thing is that they are directed or led by God. The best thing, that God is with you. The next thing is that you are guided by God. Any other thing in life is secondary. God is with you. God is guiding you. It's an asset of life. What is in God's voice of direction? Why is it such an asset? Number one, God's voice of direction is key to rest and peace in life. Rest and peace. When God speaks, he communicates peace and rest. Psalm 85, verse 8, where we read, it says, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. That is rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That is peace. Jeremiah 6 and in verse 16, he said, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest. When God speaks, when God guides, peace and rest are the outcome. If you are trusting God for freedom from crisis, deliverance from tension, deliverance from anxiety, God's voice of direction. Number two, God's voice of direction is key to power. You want a life that is powered, not weak. Power with God comes from His voice. Psalm 29 and in verse 3, it says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thundereth, the Lord is upon many waters, the voice of the Lord is powerful, is full of power. Anyone who is in touch with the voice of God or with the direction of God is in touch with power. You can't be a weakling in touch with His direction. Power for ministry, power for daily living. We are empowered by God's direction. There are things you will never dare until you hear God. There are businesses you will never think of stepping in until you hear God. It powers our lives. Thirdly, God's voice of direction brings restoration to life. He brings restoration. Psalm 23 and in verse 3, he said, He restored my soul. Who restored my soul? The God who is my shepherd, who leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. I almost misrode, then He pulled me back. I almost strayed away, then He pulled me back. I almost moved with the wrong friends, then He pulled me back. Apart from restoring your soul, He also restores your loss. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue? After this troop, shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt overtake them, and without fail recover all. And in verse 19, David recovered all. Nothing was lacking, because he got direction from God. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Somebody here tonight, you shall recover all. Can I hear that amen like a believer? You shall recover all. In the name that is above every name, and someone trusting God for power like never before. Get ready for an impartation of power to do the things you need to do. Somebody trusting God for peace like that woman who almost committed suicide. Receive peace by His voice. In the name of Jesus. Number four. God's voice of direction facilitates righteous living. His direction facilitates righteous living. He said, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Psalm 23 verse 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He delivers me from the paths of wrongousness. You almost did the wrong business until His voice and His direction said, No, this is not the kind of business you should do. Until His direction comes and said, This is not the kind of money you should make. There is nobody who will follow the leading of God and end in wrong living. It's not possible. It's not possible. The direction of God will pull you from the wrong friends. It will pull you from the wrong investments. It will pull you from the wrong associations. The direction of God. Somebody say amen. One young man was giving a testimony yesterday of how he wanted to look for money and make money. And they took him somewhere. And they asked him to buy soap for 150,000 naira for one. And he bought two. He's looking for money, yet he has 300,000 that he cannot use to invest in business. When he used the first soap, it was as if his brain disappeared. See, there was a hole in his head. He ran literally mad. He was here yesterday looking for deliverance. Do you understand that? It's not possible for God's voice to be strong in your ears and you follow the path of wrong. I was talking to the youth in the Ignite Youth Conference. I said, when you are a person of conviction, you are able to tell your best friend on earth no if he wants you to do the wrong thing. There is nobody closer than you than that person. Yet you said no. Hallelujah. He leaded me in the path of righteousness. The meaning of it is you cannot follow God and end in hell. Who do you follow to end in hell? Satan. It is not possible to follow God and follow Him accurately. And hell be your end. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Anyone who is on the path of error currently, on the path of wrong currently, the voice of God that will pull you out of that path is released for you right now in the name of Jesus. Number five, God's voice of direction. Is key to preservation from destruction and disaster. Preservation from destruction. Preservation from disaster. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There are many who would have died before their time, except that they heard God's voice. Come out of that vehicle. Don't make that journey now. Leave this place now. And there are many who didn't hear when they should have heard. That was their destruction. And there are those who heard and ignored it. That was their destruction. God's voice of direction. David heard clearly. Is Saul going to come to Keilah? Yes. Will the people of Keilah deliver me into the hands of Saul? Yes. He heard God clearly and he took off for his life. I believe that was 2 Samuel 23 from verse 7 to verse 11 thereabout. He heard. And 1 Samuel. And because he heard, he ran. How many casualties of life do we have today? Because they are unable to hear the voice of God. I believe probably in the time to come we shall start having children's service in the midweek service to avoid them distracting like this. Hallelujah. And also on Sunday service, it will become mandatory for children to be in children's church so that they can grow and learn what they need to learn. Because what we are saying here, they don't understand it. So the thing here is a playground.
It's a very big play field.
Right.
You will not be cut short before your time. Somebody say amen like a believer. Somebody say amen like a believer. Somebody say a louder believer, say amen. Lift your right hand and say, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. I cannot be cut short before my time. I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. God's voice of direction is key to preservation. Number six, God's voice of direction is key to victory in life's battles. Where you are face to face with a battle, face to face with a conflict, one word from God can make you win the war. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 12. Oh our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Then they began to receive direction. They began to receive direction. They began to receive direction. If you go all the way to verse 14, 15. Then upon Jaazel, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the Spirit of God came and he began to speak. Direction began to come. And with that direction, they won the battle. Can I say this? Every battle of life is winnable. Every battle of life is winnable. Whether it's a battle over your health, the battle concerning the matter of your child, strange child, the battle concerning the issue in your office, the battle concerning marital settlement, financial dignity. Every battle of life is winnable. And they can be won by light, won by direction, won by strategy. You see, battles may be fought with strength, but they are won with strategy. You don't fight battles. It may be guns and it may be muzzles, but it is possible that you have all the guns and the weapons and still lose the battle if you lack the strategy. And that strategy is what is the winning strategy, is what is divine direction. Every battle of life is winnable. And I speak to somebody here, the direction from God that will cause you to win the battle of your life currently, that direction is released right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. That direction is released right now. I'm seeing a lot of breakthroughs happening. A lot of breakthroughs. A lot of breakthroughs. A lot of breakthroughs. A lot of breakthroughs. I see a lot of breakthroughs. I see a lot of stagnation ending. A lot of stagnation terminating. I see a lot of stagnation terminating. Stagnated people maritally. Stagnated people in the fruit of the womb. Stagnated people in career. Stagnated in job. Stagnated in ministry. Stagnated in destiny. I see it breaking right now. Look at your neighbor, say that battle is winnable. You will win the battle. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and say, take your seat. God's voice of direction is key to victory in life's conflict. Number seven, God's voice of direction is key to supernatural supplies and fortune. Supernatural supplies. Supernatural fortune. Where a man, a woman, just takes off into the realm of fortune. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, there was a need for direction, a need for supply.
Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, that is, he heard God, make this valley full of ditches, because you will not see wind or rain, but the valley shall be filled with water. Divine direction that brought forth supernatural supplies. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to verse 2. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. And then verse 3 happens. And I will give to you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. God's voice of direction leads you into supplies. Go to the Sea of Tiberias. Cast the net or the hook. The first fish that comes out, open its mouth. There is money in it. Am I communicating? 1 Kings 17 verse 3. Go to the brook Cherit. I have commanded. Verse 4. He said, you shall drink water from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you. Elijah was directed to where the food will be. Divine direction. Divine direction. There are many people, many of us today. Now, if you say Brook Cherit, God wants you to go to Brook Cherit, and you are laboring at Brook Kidron. It's a brook still. But that's not where your supply is. Wanted you to go to Brook Kidron, Brook Cherit, and you have gone to the River Jordan. Say the river is the bigger water. Oh no. It's not the size of the water. You have to go to a brook, which is a tiny water flow, and you have gone to the Sea of Tiberias. Nothing happens there. His direction is your secret of provision. One man was a driver in one church. He kept dreaming of eggs, eggs, eggs. And he woke up in the morning, eggs, eggs, eggs. All right? Maybe I should start selling eggs. And then he began to travel to Jos. Then Abuja was just coming up. Everything you needed to import everything. When we came to Abuja, I brought my mechanic from Jos. And he was going to Jos to bring eggs, crates, supply to Hilton, supply to Sheraton. He was a driver in one of the federal ministries at the Area 1 Church. Within a short time, he began to make in one day from eggs what he was earning as a salary a month. After a short time, he built his house in Abuja. I called it then Egg House. Built his house, his own house. He was still a driver. It came by divine direction. Somebody said to me, he sat on the gallery sometime, and he said, Lord, I have dealt in millions for a while. How do I shift into billions? Right in the sanctuary, direction came. Divine strategy came. Ideas came. He did one or two things, legitimate things, investment things, wisdom things, and shifted into that range. He hasn't dropped from there. Shifted there. Divine direction will give you supplies, which is what you need daily, but usher you into fortune, which is where you dwell and you don't recover. Somebody step in there. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen.
That is why divine direction is very, very necessary. And then number eight, God's voice of direction is key. To collapsing obstacles and obstructions in life's journey. Obstacles that block our way in the journey of our lives. The direction of God collapses them. I'm on my way to destiny. I'm on my way to the promised land. Through the highway in the Red Sea, created by the Lord Most High. Why was there a highway in the Red Sea? The Red Sea was meant to be my obstacle. The Red Sea was meant to hinder me. I'm sure you heard the song before. I'm on my way to destiny. I'm on my way to the promised land. Through the highway in the Red Sea, created by the Lord Most High. I'm on my way to destiny. I'm on my way to the promised land. Through the highway in the Red Sea, created by the Lord Most High. Oh Lord, you brought me out so as to take me. You never brought me out to lead me away from my captivity into my destiny. You brought me out, Lord, to take me. Oh Lord, you brought me out so as to take me. You never brought me out to lead me away from my captivity into my destiny. You brought me out. Why is it that there is a highway through the Red Sea? Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 21. The Bible said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. He led them. Once he led them, once he guided them, it was not possible for obstacles to survive. It was not possible for roadblocks to survive. If you are facing oppositions and obstacles today, all you need now is one guide, one direction, one leading from God, and the road shall be opened. And it is opened in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. God's voice of direction is key to collapsing obstacles and obstructions in life journey. Number nine, very important, God's voice of direction is key to success in daily life. Day-to-day life. Being successful day-to-day. Success in daily life, very important. John chapter 5 and in verse 30. He said, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Hearing from God, following the direction of God, helps you to miss, to escape potholes, escape pitfalls day to day. Helps you to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right things day to day. And if your days are successful, your week will be successful. And if your weeks are successful, your month will be successful. And if your months are successful, your year will be successful. And if your years are successful, what's that? Your life is successful. So overall success in life begins with daily victories. Where God leads you by his peace, guides you. Where you lost your peace, you step off. Where you gained your peace, you go through. Day to day to day. I'll be teaching before the month is over, certain strategic things about divine direction. Because many of us, we ignore a lot of signals. We just ignore too many things. So that person that duped you, there has been warnings, but you didn't notice it. Warnings. When God couldn't reach you, he showed you dreams. He couldn't reach through that. He spoke through somebody. He spoke through the church. He spoke through the service. But a lot of times we follow sentiments. And we follow what appears obvious. Finally, God's voice of direction is key to life's destination. If you are going to reach where you should reach in life, follow God. Follow his direction. Is key to life's destination. Another way to say it is key to destiny fulfillment. Another way to say it is key to end the journey well. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway until I reach. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never stop my journey halfway. Until I reach my home. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Having said all of this, what are keys to direction? We are going to deal extensively with these. But just let me say two things. Number one, be still. Be still. Maintain stillness. Be calm. Be composed. too much of restlessness of heart, agitation of mind, deprives people of hearing God. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am.
Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know.
In knowledge, in stillness, there is knowledge. There are things to know when you are still. That climate of agitation, that climate of pressure, that climate of tension, that climate of too much worry, don't hear anything. Calm your mind. Calm it down. Calm it with worship. Calm it with God is in control. Everything is under control. And there is also strength in stillness. Psalm 30, Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7. He said, the B part, he said, their strength is to sit still. Sit still. Strength. Avoid that hasty spirit. People come before God and they are in a hurry for God to talk. They are in a hurry. They want to hurry God to speak. Most times, in that kind of haste, it is only your mind you will hear. At times, in that kind of haste, it's only the voice of the enemy you may hear. Proverbs chapter 14 and in verse 29, he connects a hasty spirit with foolishness. But he that is hasty of spirit exalted folly. No, hurry, 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 hurry. Calm down. Calm down. Be still. Number two. Be thoughtful of the right thing. Let your thoughts center on the right thing. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. As Peter thought, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, what vision? The vision God showed him. So his thought was centered on it. It's not a thoughtfulness of worry. There's a difference between productive and constructive thoughtfulness and worry and anxiety. Worry has to do with a situation of helplessness and hopelessness over the situation that occupy your thought. The type of thoughtfulness we are talking about is expectancy. Thoughtful revelation, expectancy, thoughtfulness. You are expectant of light, expectant of insight, expectant of direction. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I know there is a way out. What are you saying? What do you want me to do about this vision? What do you want me to do about this revelation? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see the difference? Most people think, but it is not. What are you doing? I am thinking. It's not thinking. You are worrying. You are not thinking at all. You are worrying. You are anxious. You are perplexed. You are depressed. You are hopeless. When you are thinking, you are answers expectant. The real thought expects answers, expects direction, expects insight, expects light. I believe it was in Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 5, where he says, counsel is inside the heart of a man. The way to go. It is in your heart like deep water. Advice is there. The way to go is there. But it takes a man of understanding to do what? Draw it out. Yeah, you draw it out. You draw it out by that thought reasoning process. You draw it out. I have drawn many out. Very cheaply. With pen and paper. Which way, Lord? Don't ever forget, there is answer in your heart. Psalm 16, verse 5. And I'll end there. The Lord is a portion of my inheritance and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in a pleasant places here. I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins, that's my innermost being, instruct me in the night seasons. The depth of me. We can look at other translations of that word reigns. So there is counsel, there is answer. I will give praise to the Lord who has been my guide. Knowledge comes to me from my thoughts in the night. Answers come. Not as I am worrying. Not as I am restless. Give me another translation. The wise counsel God gives me when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Go to another one. I'll praise the Lord because He guides me. And in the night, my conscience warns me. Summary is, in the heart of man, there is answer. There is counsel, especially the spirit-filled heart. He said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Was that Job chapter 30 and verse 8? Searching the inward parts of the belly. This 2027. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. Is it the small intestine it is searching? Or the kidneys or the diaphragm? No. It is the depth of you. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of the living, the headquarters of the spirit of man. Out of there. Answers. And it is very, very important for all of us to do all you can. Number one, be still. Number two, think correctly. Let your thought be centered on the right thing. You will get answers. Stand up on your feet. Shut up. Way to go. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate Him. Let's worship Him.
I will bless the Lord and give Him glory. I will bless the Lord and I give you glory. Everybody sing, I will bless the Lord.
Bless you, Lord, and give you the glory.
You glory. will. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. And give you glory.
Everybody sing. I will bless you, bless you, Lord. And give, I will give you glory. Oh, I will bless you. And give all the glory. Everybody sing. I will bless you, Lord. I will bless you, Lord. And Lord, I'll give you all the glory. Your Lord, I will bless your name and sing it two more times. Everybody bless the Lord. I will bless your Lord. I will bless the Lord and give you Lord all the glory. Glory, oh, I will.
And let your living waters, let it flow by my soul.
Let your Holy Spirit
come and take control
of every situation
that has troubled
my mind.
All my cares and burden unto you.
Sing it. Let your living waters.
Let your living. Let it flow.
It's over there.
Let your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens all to you. The Lord your God,
He is your friend. Oh, rejoice
in the Lord God,
He is
your.
Let His joy flow through you. Let His joy flow through you now. Reach out and let the Spirit move you now.
And let your soul rejoice in him. Let your soul rejoice in him. Holy Spirit, move me now. Holy Spirit, move me now. All over me, over me. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
my son, make my life whole again. Make my life whole again. My Sabbath, Spirit, Spirit, all over me.
Spirit moves. A love I need for me. All of a oh. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, make the life whole again.
And all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the water covers the sea, all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation, hey, of the glory of the Lord, of the water cover the sea. Open your mouth and just go ahead and pray in the Spirit. The Bible said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Holy Spirit, I ask for your flow. I ask for the flow of the rivers of living waters, the rivers of living waters. To flow out of my belly, the rivers of living waters, the rivers of living waters, rivers of direction. Listen, see after me, say, Father, I ask for the flow of the rivers from me, rivers of direction, rivers of instruction, rivers of light, rivers of insight, rivers of revelation. I receive now, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Pray 5 minutes as the waters cover the sea. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place, as the prophet said he should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation, hey, 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 of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. As the prophet said, he should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Mashatakata. Pray in the Spirit. And wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead,
Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have the will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Mashiba Dagaya. Your will be done in my life. I have the will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have the will. Go ahead, Mashana. Please take a second. Open your mouth and pray. Rivers of direction. Rivers of revelation. Rivers of instruction. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may be, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. You know which way I must go. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. Say a little, Lord, I'll follow you. I will follow you.
Lift up your hands. Father, we give you the praise.
I'll follow you. You take the lead, Lord. I will follow you. There's a little love. I follow you. I will follow you. There's a little love. I follow you. There's a little love. I follow you. I'll follow you. I will follow you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and receive this direction impartation.
counsel, wisdom, answers deep inside you. Let it begin to flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the wisdom from the throne. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Let that wisdom from the throne.
Let it flow.
Lift your hands and pray for 1 more minute. When I say receive the flow, you scream, I receive. You place your hand on yourself and bless in the spirit. Mashata, I see chains breaking, never delays. I see deliverance is happening. I see answers coming. I see directions. I see wisdom. I see help from above. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, receive the flow of wisdom from above. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. Receive the flow of wisdom, the flow of direction, the flow of discretion. Receive. Let a fire from above, let it flow, oh, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow,
let it flow, let a fire from above, let it flow.
Lift your hands, I'm giving the praise. I believe something happened tonight. If something good happened to you, deliverance thing, a liberation thing, a direction thing, an impartation thing, you step forward and let us see what happened to you quickly. Also, on my left hand side here, if you feel convinced tonight that you want to make your ways right with Jesus, you want to have your sins forgiven, right here, it will be on your own right. You step forward. While we are doing so, communion will take position. You want sins forgiven. You want to renew your relationship. Because it says, my sheep hears my voice. He leads his sheep. He doesn't lead the goat. He doesn't lead the hyena. He leads his sheep. Not the goat, not the hyena. It's his sheep. Alright? You want to be a sheep of Jesus. Handing over your life to Jesus. You come stand right in front of me where I am. Other person who has a need, you have a testimony, find out what they are coming out for. You just direct them. You have, yes, come here, surrender your life to Christ. You have an encounter. Those surrendering their life to Christ, come in front of me here. Let it flow. Let a fire from the throne. Let it flow. Oh, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let a fire from my throne, let it flow. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remember this season. I have found a place, I have found a place where I can fall my love. I have found a place, I have found a place where I can be my soul. A place where, come and hand over yourself to Jesus in this place. A place where, a place where. Come and hand over your life here. I have found a place, I have found a place where I can pour my heart. I have found a place, I have found a place where I can live my life.
Place your hand on your chest, look up in the front here. Stay after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward name, backward name. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And grace to live for God is released for you. In Jesus' name. God bless you.